Now, to continue with our feature on performers from the bandstand in Broadstairs, today we're chatting with Thomas Abrahams, who I met recently when I introduced him there as part of the Broadstairs Food Festival 2025. Right, so Thomas, welcome to the programme. Hi there.
Hi.
And first of all, I'm going to ask you the hardest question in the world for a musician. How would you describe your music?
An amalgamation of all different tastes of music that I'm into, really. Where I play by myself, but it's in like a one-man band setup. I really enjoy that I haven't got to coordinate any other band members, and I can just jump about genre-wise or tempo-wise or whatever. I can jump around as and when I feel. So like if there's some children in the audience, I can do some kids songs. If there's some adults that are very merry and wanting to dance, I could do hours and hours of dance anthems and everything in between. I'm a big fan of different world music, and a lot of that comes out, especially like Spanish guitar or East European music traditions. There's a lot of that sound buried in my set as well.
Yeah. On your website, you describe it as Balearic dance anthems, and as you say, Eastern European melodies. And also, of course, we've got the Spanish guitar in there. And it's certainly a lovely mixture of that sort of thing, isn't it? Really good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's And I get complimented a lot now on my sound. And it's funny because I used to worry that I wasn't a stereotypical act. And now I feel like it's actually kind of turned into my advantage. The quirkiness of it all has sort of given me my own slant in this scene.
And you use that sort of technique, I think, that Ed Sheeran uses. He must have copied that from you, I guess.
Yeah, there's something called looping, which is very popular now. Someone even commented the other day saying, I'm not Ed Sheeran, but I'm Dred Sheeran with my dreadlocks, you know, which kind of made me laugh.
Love it. Well, yeah, I mean, it's very clever how you do that. You must be able to split your mind into several different places. I mean, it's totally multitasking, isn't it? Because you really think about what you're doing with the timing on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of concentration. I feel like playing music, I'm always chasing that feeling. I mean, I've often heard it described as flow state, or there's a lot of cliche statements like being in the zone, but it feels like I'm treading water when I'm in that moment and I'm figuring out a way through and what song I'm going to blend in. And it's a lot of concentration and I love it. And another sort of thing I got very interested in from doing that is the power of memory, because I do everything from memory. You'll never see me with a lyric sheet or a song sheet or even silly little things like the BPMs. Like I memorize all the BPMs for every track I do, and how I can pull and push them around. And like, I'm convinced music's a memory training tool. And after playing guitar for the last 25 years, I feel like I've trained my memory quite well. You know, like it's capable of a lot more than it ever was before.
Fantastic. And you performed on the acoustic stage at the Blue Reef Festival in Kent, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times. The first time was just one of them magical nights where my friend who was on the organizing team for the festival was like, I'm going to give you the headline slot on the acoustic stage. And I was like, you're crazy, man. I'm the wrong act. And he's like, no, I believe in you. You'll smash it. And my cousins from New York, they were over. They landed the night before. And I was like, look, I've got this guest list. Let's go check this festival out. And I started, and it was just my two-year-old daughter dancing in front of me. And by the end of the night, I think they said there was like over 2,000 people. And everyone, just good vibes. It was so much fun. I think I upset the headline act, because everyone was jamming out down on my stage. It was great. It was a magical night, yeah. And then I played there again a couple of years after that. And, yeah, it's fun.
And also, Joe Tufts, who was at the time the festival director, I believe, of Broadstairs Folk Week, when you were there, said some wonderful things about you, didn't she?
Yeah, they've been very complimentary. A bit like where we met on Broadstairs Bandstand. It's a very full circle feeling for me, because I'm local and I grew up here, and I was one of them children getting dragged around the pubs with my parents, watching bands, watching different acts on the bandstand. That obviously had a huge impact on me and what I do now. And it feels like time's a circle sometimes when I'm playing and I see the children watching and dancing. And it feels like I'm watching myself, but from a different perspective. It's very cool feeling, and you know, I'm proud to sort of be part of this community and carrying on that musical tradition.
Now, I know you don't do a lot of recording nowadays, but you have got some under your belt, haven't you?
Yeah, there's one remix of mine that's on Spotify. And then there's quite a few videos on YouTube. That's probably the best place, on my Instagram. You'll see different live videos. I mean, I've got plans to record in the future, but I think like a lot of a lot of musicians, the motivation's quite low because there's very little monetary return these days. It's not like when I could sell CDs in the past. Now everything's streamed. It's a real problem for musicians.
Yeah, certainly the money's in live performing for musicians nowadays.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, like I love what I do and I'm very happy and content in my lane. But I know musicians are a lot higher up and it's the same theme where they're trying to do an original act. It's hard. You know, the way the industry's set up at the moment is something that definitely needs to be resolved somehow. But that's a big conversation.
It is. And okay, so we can see you live in all sorts of places. You're doing some gigs in May in Thanet, aren't you? And then you're in Broadstairs for some others. What are the May gigs you're doing?
Well, in Thanet coming up, the bank holiday weekend at the end of May, Friday the 23rd of May, I'm at the Garden Bar in Westgate at 8:30. And then on that bank holiday Sunday, I'm at the Charles Dickens at 9:00/9:30 start. That'll be a lively night. Both of them will be, actually. And then the bank holiday Monday, I'm at the Horse and Groom in Ramsgate. So this is the 26th of May. And I'm there at 4:00. And that's a lovely, friendly pub. I love playing there. Some bits in Broadstairs in June. On the Sunday, the 8th of June, I'm at the Pavilion at 4:00. And that's always a lovely gig. Just before that, I've just spotted on Thursday, the 5th of June, I'm at the Botany Bay Hotel for a paella night. I did a load of these last year and they were beautiful evenings where I get to play lots of Spanish guitar and then it gets a bit livelier later on. And it's a beautiful place to play music. And then on Friday, the 27th of June, I'm back at the Charles Dickens at 9:00. Probably with my disco ball. I think that's a condition they've set me now that I have to bring my disco ball along.
Oh, goodness. So it's great.
Yeah.
You got one of them, have you?
Yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah, that's probably the original disco light from the 50s. I think that's the only thing they had in the 50s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just one of them spontaneous ideas. I was like, I wonder if you can get a portable one. And lo and behold, you can. And it wasn't that much money and it's on a stand and... And it's fun, and I feel like it sets the vibe, you know. It's
a bit retro.
And
like,
yeah. And it's a bit quirky because it's a bit outdated, and then, you know, I kind of feel like that fits with my, I don't know, however you want to describe me, amalgamation of lots of different influences, I guess.
None of these laser disco lights for you, then?
No. I mean, they're fun. I wish I had more. I sort of play around with ideas, but the thing is, because I go out on my own, there's only so much I can carry. There's a lot of equipment. Unless I get a team behind me, it's probably going to be hard to have a laser light show, as well as all my pedals and speakers and guitars and whatnot.
Well, that's fantastic. Thomas, where do we go for all of this? Where's your website?
My website, you can find me on Google if you just search in my name, Thomas Abrahams. My website should come up, but failing that, it's www.thomas-abrahams.com. That's a great place to start. You can see videos and get in contact with me there if you'd like to hire me, because I do lots of private events all the time, all year round as well.
All right. Thank you very much for the chat here on Radio Broadstairs.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.